Page two items, Tony.
Mr. Travelstead, and welcome to the new commission members. Just as a real brief explanation for what we refer to as page two items, these are projects over $500,000 in value that have been subjected to a public interest review, and staff is recommending approval of the projects. Anytime a project exceeds $500,000 in value, it has to be approved by the full commission. Staff cannot handle that through the commissioner's office administratively, so that's why these few items are before you today. I would note that prior to this past July, the $500,000 figure had been $50,000, and it stayed in code for quite some time at $50,000. And given the price of construction these days and infrastructure projects, we were seeing a lot more page twos prior to July, but once the figure was bumped to $500,000, we see less. But with that said, we have turn to the right page here. Six page two projects this time, and we recall those page two because historically that was the second page of the commission agenda many, many years ago, and so that term has stuck with the commission ever since as page two items. But anyway, with that said, what I need to do is read each of the project descriptions, and if you have any questions at the end, I or members of my staff will try to answer those, and then you can decide on how you want to handle voting on them as a block or individually depending on questions or circumstances. Item 2A is Plains Marketing LP. They request authorization to construct two new breasting dolphins at the end of an existing pier to be used for crude oil loading into marine vessels, as well as install a marine vapor combustion system, repair and or replace existing piping, and replace two operator buildings on the pier in the York River at 2201 Goodwood Neck Road in York County. In this case, staff is recommending approval with an encroachment royalty in the amount of $1,200 for the additional encroachment of the dolphins over 600 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. Item 2B, Army Corps of Engineers, is requesting authorization to place up to 60,000 cubic yards of dredge material per dredge cycle in a 1,000-foot by 1,000-foot overboard placement site in Bradford Bay. And this is on the eastern shore of Virginia, and they will do this work with hydraulic dredging equipment. And this is for the Wachaprig and Finney Creek Federal Project Channels, and it's near the town of Wachaprig in Accomack County. Item 2C, Suffolk Department of Public Utilities, request authorization to install a 16-inch sanitary sewer force main pipeline crossing beneath 10 linear feet of an unnamed tidal stream, and they'll do this by open trench method, and beneath 2,360 linear feet of the Nansman River by directional drill method. And this will be along the general alignment of the former Kings Highway Bridge as part of the G. Robert House Jr. Water Treatment Plant Sewer Force Main Extension Project in the city of Suffolk. Item 2D is Marine County is requesting authorization to construct a maximum 10 million gallon per day raw water intake structure in the Rapidan River in Greene County to include 10 intake screens spanning 55 linear feet along the river bottom and encroaching a maximum 40 feet from ordinary high water. The installation of temporary sheet pile cofferdams and turbidity curtains around the installation area, the excavation of 200 cubic yards of state-owned bottom for the placement of the intake structure, and the installation of 90 linear feet of Class A2 riprap, which will encroach a maximum of 10 feet channelward of ordinary high water. This is adjacent to the existing Rapidan Service Authority water treatment plant and to facilitate the construction of a pump storage reservoir on an unnamed tributary of White Run in Greene County. Item 2E, the Bayvon Beach Homeowners Association and Chesapeake Beach Homeowners Association request authorization to install four headland breakwaters totaling 950 linear feet with 25,000 cubic yards of sand placement landward of the breakwaters and channelward of mean low water as beach nourishment, and to extend an existing 12-inch drainage outfall pipe 109 feet channelward adjacent to their property situated along the Chesapeake Bay in Matthews County. In this case, staff recommends approval with a royalty in the amount of $8,978.15 for the encroachment of the pipe on 109 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per linear foot, and the encroachment on the beach nourishment upon 173,023 square feet of submerged land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. In this case, staff additionally recommends a time of year restriction precluding any construction activity from June 1 to September 15th to minimize adverse impacts to the northeastern beach tiger beetle, and a requirement to develop a one-time mitigation plan for the seeding of SAV in the James River as part of an ongoing SAV restoration effort by VIMS, and not to exceed a cost of $10,000 for that SAV mitigation project. And item 2F, Norfolk Southern Corporation requests authorization to rehabilitate existing mooring dolphins adjacent to Pier 6 by installing steel sheet piles around each mooring dolphin cell, followed by the placement of fiber-reinforced polymer sheet piles a maximum of 26 inches channelward of the existing cells, to include the placement of backfill and concrete between the existing cells and the proposed fiber reinforcement polymer sheet piles. And this will result in 560 square feet of additional encroachment over state-owned submerged land adjacent to their Lambert Point facility at 2200 Redgate Avenue, situated along the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. In this case, staff is recommending approval with a one-time royalty payment of $1,120 for the encroachment over 560 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $2 per square foot.
Thank you, Tony. Any questions of Mr. Watkinson on items 2A through 2F? Mr. Plummer.
I must recuse myself on the issue of 2F. I think this is still a client of the firm, though I wasn't able to confirm that. I think the matter may have been closed out, but out of an abundance of caution, I'm going to abstain on that issue.
Thank you. Any comments from the public on any of these items? Seeing none, the chair will accept the motion. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I would move to approve items 2A through 2E.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would offer a separate motion to approve item 2F.
Motion to approve item 2F, seconded by Mr. Fox. Comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And Mr. Plumlee recuses. Thank you. Motion is carried unanimously with